Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chaf Ches. We are holding on daf Chaf Zayin and Beis. We are 10 lines from the end of the page, right at the beginning of the line, Ubanim ba'avon avos lo. What we're going to discuss today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landry, and his wife and children, and leading Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Asacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today is we started the discussion of what the source is for Psulei Eidus, and that's going to lead us into this discussion that we're going to start with today about whether children get punished for the sins of their fathers and vice versa. Then the Gemara is going to spend the entire daf really on the nature of Psul Kurva. How close a relative would one have to be in order to be Psul Le Eidus? And the Gemara is going to discuss how we know each level of kurva, how we derive it from a pasuk. The Gemara is going to discuss along the way the concept of ishto kigufo and bal ki ishto when it comes to psulei eidos and how that plays out in psulei eidos. The Gemara is going to discuss about eishes chorgo, whether you could be made for one's brother-in-law's wife, and then the Gemara is going to discuss that which the Mishnah said, that the son of Baal Imo is puzzled to be Mayid. So what exactly is that referring to? And we're going to talk about Michutanim, whether they're kasher or puzzled to be Mayid for one another. And the Gemara is going to talk about an Arusa, whether she's considered Ishto as well, or only a Nesua is considered Ishto. And we're going to say that for some halachos, yes, for some halachos, no. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the children and the sons-in-law of Chorgo and Giso of right. So we're going to discuss both of those relationships. How they, which one is levado, and which one includes Bino v'chasano as well. So let's begin on Daf Chaf Zayin and Beis, 10 lines from the end of the page. Ubanim ba'avon avos lo. Do you mean to tell me that children do not get punished for the sins of their parents? Vaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai with the second set of luchos, Hashem told him the Yud Gimel Midos Harachimim, and one of them is Poked Avon Avos Albanim, that Hashem remembers the sins of the fathers and carries it out on the children. So you see that Hashem punishes the children for the sins of the fathers. Says Gemara, no, Hasam K'shachsin Ma'aseh V'Sem Yadayim. That's only if the children continue the terrible ways of their fathers. Then Hashem is going to punish them for their own sins, plus for the sins of their fathers. So as Rashi explains, at least the Rabbag in Sefer Yoshua and Perek Zayin says that when a person begins to sin, the Mida Ra'a is not yet fully entrenched in the person, and therefore he can have a little bit of an onesh in order to right the ship, in order to correct his behavior. But when a person continues the sins that are generational averos, so then it becomes part of his very nature. He becomes something that becomes very entrenched in his personality, and therefore he requires a greater punishment in order to rid himself of that sin. Meaning, it's an interesting concept of onesh. That onesh is not because you did such a terrible avera, you get a greater onesh, and a lesser avera gets a lesser onesh. The purpose of an onesh is to correct us. The purpose of an onesh is to bring us back to acting like a tzaddik. So the so it's not about the severity of the avera, it's about how much of a correction of course we need. So when a person does the very same avera that his father did, but the father was a first generation avarian, so the father maybe wouldn't get so much of an onesh because it wasn't so entrenched in his personality and his way of life, and therefore won't require as much of a correction. That's what it means that the children, when they're ochsin maysav v'sein biyadein, not like Rashi says, that they get punished for their father's sins. No one gets punished for any averos that aren't their own. You get punished for your own averos, but the more the avera becomes a part of you, the greater the onesh that's going to be required in order to put the person back on track. That's the Ralbag's concept of onesh. Kidetanya, and the Gemara says we have a brisa that supports this, because in the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai it says va'af ba'avonos avosam itam yimaku, that Hashem says the children are going to be punished in their galus even for the avonos of their forefathers. So the brisa assumes kishalchsin myself same biyadein, that that's only if they continue to follow in the ways of their forefathers. So atomik shalchsin reinu alak shenochsin. Are you sure it's only if they follow in the ways of their forefathers? forefathers, maybe even if they don't. So Kshomer Ish Bechato Yumasu, when the Pasuk says that people only get punished for their own Averos, Harek Shotsu Ma'asav Hasem Yadein, it must be that when we talk about getting punished for your father's Averos, it's when Oksan Ma'asav Hasem Yadein, and that's how to reconcile the Stira. That Ish Bechato Yumasu is when you're just doing your own Averos, and your father did his own Averos, and they have nothing to do with each other, and we get punished for the father's Averos when you perpetuate those Averos. So now the Gemara discusses, Velo, is it really true that you don't get punished for someone else's Averos? Vaksiv, doesn't the Tocha Mechukos, I say, V'chashlu ishba achiv, that when you run away from the enemy, you're going to stumble one on the other, and the Gemara darshins, ba'achiv means on account of, or because of your brother, not physically you're going to trip on each other, but it's ishba avon achiv, that a person is going to be punished because of the sin of his brother. So we see that every Jewish person has responsibility for the shmiras mitzvos of another Jewish person, and therefore if a person violates mitzvah, so you're going to get punished as well. So you see from here that it could be that people are punished for one another. That's the whole concept of arvus. So it says, that's only if you had the opportunity and the ability to make an objection, to object to the person's misbehavior and prevent him from doing so, and you didn't. You just let it go. You just allowed him to misbehave. Now the kasha is, why doesn't the Gemara say this by the banim as well? That when you have biyadim lumchas v'lo michu, then you get punished for avon avosam. You wouldn't need to say this word about oksin myself v'seim biyadehem. If this answer works as well, that I get punished for someone else's averos whenever I could have said something and I could have stopped it, so wouldn't that answer why a child can get punished for a parent's averos as well? So that's what some of the achronim say. A child's not supposed to make a macha against a parent. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing for a child to be able to force a parent not to do an avera. Michu means to do so forcefully. A child could do so gently, the Gemara says, but he's not able to really do so forcefully, and it's too delicate of a situation, even halachically, to work through, to have the expectation that he's really going to make the fullest macha'a. Okay, so now we had said, Le'yum Su'avos Albanim tells us that if you have two fathers, meaning two guys who are brothers with each other, and they each have children, so we learn that each av is possible to be made for the other one's ben, meaning that an uncle and a nephew cannot be made for one another because they are too close, their relationship is too close as relatives to be made for one another. So Ashkan Avos Albanim Banim La'avos, I see that a nephew for an uncle and an uncle for a nephew is a problem. And certainly two brothers are not allowed to be made for each other because that's even a closer relationship. Banim lebanim minalan. How do I know that the children cannot be made for each other? Meaning that first cousins are psul edus. So imkain, because if it were true that a father is possible to be made for his nephew, but the first cousins were kosher, well then lichtof kral yimsu avos al bain my banim dafil banim la'adadi. Banim teaches me that even the two banim for one another, meaning even two first cousins, are not allowed to be made for each other. So there you have that it's a psul da oraisa for first cousins to be made for each other. I've given shiurim where people have come over to me afterwards where I mentioned psulei edus and they've told me, at my wedding my first cousin's husband was an eid kiddushin at my wedding. That's a psul da oraisa, right? That's not even a psul da rabbanan. That's a psul da oraisa for ishto kigufo is a concept mida oraisa, and first cousins are psul da oraisa. So Ashkan Banim La'adadi, we find that Banim are not allowed to be made for each other, meaning the first cousins, not for each other. Banim Li Alma Minalan, how do I know that two first cousins cannot join together to create a kat of edus, to make a pairing of edim to be made for other people? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Svaruhu, that's just logical. Kiditanya, because the Brisa tells us in Maseches Makos, when it comes to the din of Hazama, that Ein Edim Nasim Zomen Atshizu Mishneyan. The only way a set of edim could become edim zomen is if you make both of them edim zomen. V'isal Kedai Rabbanim Li Alma Ksherin, but if you're going to hold that a set of edim can consist of two first cousins, Nimse Eid Zomim Nerag Be'edus Achiv, it's going to turn out that an Eid Zomim is only killed on account of his brother's edus or his first cousin's edus. Because if two edim that testify about something can only become edim zomimin if they're both zomimin. So it turns out that each one is only becoming a zomimin because the other one said testimony. So if two first cousins are the set of edim, each one is getting punished because of the other person's testimony. So it would turn out that two first cousins are being punished on account of each other's testimony. So that's how I know that they cannot be a group of edim. Samalei Rava said to Rabbi Bar Chama Ulatameich, according to that svara, Hadatanan, that which the Mishnah says in Masechas Babasra about edim of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right in the third paragraph of Babasra, that if you have Shlosha Achin, if you have three brothers that come to be made about a person, that he has Chazaka and Karka, and each of the brothers is made about a different year of Echad Mitztarif Iman, and then you have another aid that's Mitztarif with all of them, meaning another aid that's be able to be made that this person was in the Karka for all 3 years. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all brothers. Reuven says year one I saw the fellow in the Karka, Shimon says year two, Levi says year three, and then you have Moshe, someone else, a person who's not related, and he comes and he says all 3 years they're considered three separate eduyos, because each of the brothers is made about a different year, and therefore we don't passel their edus because of kurva, and it's a valid cheskas karka. But as far as the din hazama is concerned, they're considered one big edus. That if you are mazim one of the brothers, we do not do kasha zama unless you manage to be mazim all of the brothers, because the lokeach is only huchsak in this karka through the tziruf of all three eduyos. And if you're mazim all of them, then they all together split the cost of the field. Meaning the one ed that testified about 3 years will pay 50%, and the three brothers will split the other 50%. But if you're going to say the svar of Rami Bar Chama, then when people are made together with their brother, with their relative, it's considered that if they become huzam together with their relative, it's considered that they're being punished on account of the testimony of their relative. Well, then how does it work by Edei Chazaka? Apparently, they're allowed to be huzam together with their brothers, and then they're getting punished on account of that. It turns out that an Eid Zomim is paying money because of the Eidus of his brother. What you have to say is that Rami Bar Chama is incorrect, that when a person is Huzam and he pays money, we don't consider that as if one brother is testifying against the other brother, but rather the chiyuv to pay is imposed from the outside, not from within this set of Edim. Sachanami, so here also, according to Rami Bar Chama, if we're going to kill one of the brothers that were Meid and was Huzam, it's not considered that the Eidus of the other brother caused this one to get killed. Hazama me'al makasi. The Chiyuv Misa came from other people, not from the Edim that are Krovim. So Krovim that are Huzam are not considered, are not part of that pasuk of Layimsu Avos Al Yedei Banin, and therefore you cannot prove from there that two first cousins or two brothers are not allowed to be made together. Again, we've already proven that they cannot be made against or for one another, but what we haven't proven is that they cannot join together as a set of Edim. Ella im kain, so says Gemara, here's the real reason. If it were true that Krovim are kosher to be made together, lichtof kra, the Torah should have written ubein al avos, that a bein is lo yumas al avos, belashon yachid, right? Bein al avos, inami, or it could have said veheim al avos, that the banim lo yumsu al avos, we already know we're talking about banim, so it could have just said veheim al avos. My ubanim, why does the Torah write ubanim lo yumsu al avos? Afilu banim li'alma. That's to tell me that even if the two banim get together to testify about something else, that that's also psul eidus. Sashchem krovei av, krovei emin olam. That I see is relatives from a father's side. We're talking about avos, banim, right? So it's two fathers that are brothers, and therefore the first cousins are first cousins through their fathers. How do I know krovei em are also included? So amakra, avos, trei zimni. It says avos twice. So mainu meaning the krovei av, tenu meaning the krovei em. I don't need to tell me twice for krovei av, so it must be that it's teaching me about Provei Eim. As we mentioned yesterday, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether that's a real drasha daraisa or whether Provei Eim is only derabanan. Ashkechon l'chova. So I see a makar in this pasuk that they're possible to be made l'chova, because that's what the pasuk happens to be talking about. L'zuchus minalan. How do I know that they're possible to be made even l'zuchus of one another, to the zuchus of their krovim? So says the Gemara, Amakra yumsu trei zimni, because the pasuk says yumsu twice. V'meinu say yumsu is obviously l'chova to be mechayiv the person to misa. So v'meinu l'chova tenei winyan l'zchus, but it didn't have to say it twice. So if it says it twice, then it must be that a main winyan that it doesn't need to tell me twice about l'chova. So one of them is used to teach me about l'zchus. Ashkem bedinin fashos, but it's yumsu. It's all about dinin fashos. Bedinin mamunus minalan. How do I know that krovim are possible even for dinin mamunus? Amar kra mishpat echad yielachem. Pasuk says mishpat echad yielachem, mishpat hashava lachem. That the mishpatei Torah are the same in dinin mamunus as they are in dinin fashos. And just like krovim are possible for dinin fashos, they're also possible when it comes to dinin mamunus. So even though all of these dinim of krovim are derived from the pasuk, as we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph holds that only Krovei Av are pasul midaraisa. Other Krovim are only pasul midarabanan. Well, what do you mean? It's a drasha from the pasuk. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that the Krovim that are mefurish in the Torah are pasul midaraisa, but those that are derived from im eino inyan are only pasul midarabanan. And even though the pasul Krovim to be made lizuchus and to be made for dinim mamunus is also from an im eino inyan, the Rambam doesn't say that. You know, if you want to be made for the zechus of your relative, don't worry, that's only psul midrabanan, that's not a psul daraisa. It's from the same imeinu inyan, but no, that's incorporated into the pshat of the pasuk. We don't really need a drasha for that. It's just, you know, if there is a drasha, the Gemara is toreach to go find a drasha. But the other krovim is not, the other krovim from the mother's side is not really included in pshat in the pasuk. The krovim that come through marriage is not really included in pshat in the pasuk, and therefore, shita saram is that those are only midrabanan. As we mentioned yesterday, the sheet of the Rashba and the Tshuvah Chelbeisim and Reish Lamed is like the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that all of these are psulim midaraisa. That it's psulim midaraisa when it's krovei aim as well, and certainly it seems all the Rishonim agree that it's psulim midaraisa for dinei mamonis, and that it's psulim midaraisa even the zchus, not only lechova. Okay, now we've been talking about very close relatives up until this point. We spoke about brothers and we spoke about first cousins. So first cousins is what we would call a sheni b'sheni, right? For brothers, we would call a rishon b'rishon. An uncle and a nephew, we would call a rishon b'sheni, right? Because we always use numbers that are based on how many generations away from the common relative. So two brothers are one generation away from the father. That's a common relative. So that's a rishon b'rishon. An uncle and a nephew are a rishon b'sheni, etc. So now the Gemara gets into the details of how far down the family line we're still going to have psule edus. So Amar Rav Achi, Amar Rav, Achi Abba, my uncle, my father's brother, Lo Yeid Li, he cannot be made for me, but not only him, who, Ubno, he and his son, meaning my first cousin, Vichasano, and his son-in-law, meaning my female first cousin's husband. So Afani Lo Oyed Lo, and I also can't testify for my uncle, but not just me for my uncle, Ani Uban Ubni Vichasani, my son can't testify for his great uncle, for my uncle, nor my son-in-law. Why does Rav Pasul, my son, to be made for my uncle? Havelei shlishi barishon. That's a shlishi barishon. Anan sheni b'sheni, tanan sheni barishon, tanan shlishi barishon. Lo tanan. We learned in our Mishnah about brothers and about first cousins. We never got the third generation down to get all the way to the great uncle generation, to the great nephew generation. My chasan of the ketan masnisin chasan b'no. Says the Gemara, no. When the Mishnah says that by psul krovim achi abba ubno v'chasano, it doesn't mean the chasan of the son-in-law of Achiyaba, the son-in-law of my uncle. It means the chasan of the son of my uncle. And that's already a dar shlishi, meaning that's what the Mishnah meant when it said, Achi Abba, my father's brother, Ubno and his son, Vichasano and his son-in-law. Whose son-in-law? So the way we read it was, my uncle's son-in-law. No, my uncle's son's son-in-law. So my uncle's son's son-in-law is already a third generation removed. So you see that a Shlishi Brishon is possible to be made. So the Gemara says, V'lisni ben beno. Why does it talk about my uncle's son's son-in-law? Why not say my uncle's son's son, right? Meaning just tell me that my uncle's grandchild. So Milsa Gavorcha Kamashman Dabalke Ishto. Might as well teach me about the son-in-law, because it tells me an additional din that Balke Ishto, that a husband and wife are the same. Vela Hadatani Rabbi Chiya, that which Rabbi Chiya said, according to the way Rav is asking, Shmona Avos, Rabbi Chiya said that the Psalm in our Mishnah are eight Rashi Mishpachos that are possible to be made, Shein Eshem Varba'a, which turns out to be 24, because each one includes the Rosh HaMishpacha, his son, and his son-in-law. But according to Rav, that which it says Chasano, it means the son-in-law of the son. It means a Dar Shlishi. And therefore, Hani Tlasin Vitartin Havu. It's really 32 and not 24, because each Av Mishpacha has another generation that also becomes Pasul, because the son and the son-in-law are already Pasul. And Rabbi Chiya should have mentioned 32 Krovim that are Pasul to be made. El Eliolam Chasanamanish. No. The way we understood the Mishnah originally is correct. When he said Achi Abba Beno V'Chasano, we meant my uncle, my uncle's own son, and my uncle's own son-in-law. Why does Rav call that his son's son-in-law? Since the son-in-law of my uncle is not my uncle's child, he comes from another family, so it's considered like a Dar Shlishi. So I could still derive the psul of Shlishi Barishon from that halacha, even though it's talking about my uncle's son-in-law. So my uncle's son is a Dar Sheni. My uncle's son to me is a Sheni B'Sheni, but my uncle's son-in-law to me is a Shlishi B'Sheni. He's considered like another generation. Iach, he says in Gemara, Havle Shlishi B'Sheni, V'Rav Achshar Shlishi B'Sheni. But then all Rav said was that a Shlishi B'Rishon is possible. If this is where we're deriving it from, that's already a Shlishi B'Sheni. And Rav says a Shlishi B'Sheni is going to be kasher, so that can't be the source. El Rav Dama Krav Lazar. Rav who says Shlishi B'Rishon is a problem assumes like the sheet of Rav Lazar. Titan Rav Lazar Omer Keshem Sha'achi Abba Lo Yeidli Hu Ubno V'Chasano. Just like my uncle cannot be made for me, neither he nor his son nor his son-in-law. Kach Ben Achi Abba Lo Yeidli Hu Ubno V'Chasano. So too my first cousin cannot be made for me, neither his son nor his son-in-law. Meaning that it's a Shlishi B'Sheni is going to be possible. So certainly a Shlishi B'Rishon is going to be possible. V'akate Avile Shlishi B'Sheni says Gemara, but wait, that's a Shlishi B'Sheni. V'Rav Akshar Shlishi B'Sheni. But Rav says Shlishi B'Sheni is Kasher. So Rav Savla Kavsei B'Chada B'Palagalei B'Chada. Rav holds like Rav Lazar on one of the things Rav Lazar says, namely that a Shlishi can be a problem when it's a Shlishi B'Rishon at least, but he disagrees with Rav Lazar on the additional Chiddush that even a Shlishi B'Sheni is going to be a problem. Here Rav happens to hold only a Shlishi B'Rishon is a problem, but a Shlishi B'Sheni is not a problem. You just have to get used to the language of Shlishi She'ni, right? Shlishi, it's not hard, right? Shlishi B'Sheni means my first cousin's child, right? That's a Shlishi B'Sheni. So Rav Lazar holds my first cousin's child is a problem, that we are not kosher to be made for each other, and Rav Lazar Rav Lazar holds it's a problem, and Rav holds that a Shlishi B'Sheni is not a problem, that a great uncle and a great nephew is a problem, but my first cousin's child is not going to be a problem. My time at the Rav, what's the makor of Rav that a Shlishi B'Rishon is a problem? Tamar Krak, as the pasuk says, Lo Yimsu Avos Al Banim Ubanim, it says Lo Yimsu Al Avos. So the extra vav in Ubanim L'Rabo Star Acher comes to tell me an additional generation, a Dor Shlishi. Rav Lazar, and Rav Lazar thinks that even a Shlishi B'Sheni is a problem. Albanim Amar Rachmana, Psuli Davos, Shadi Abanim. From Lashon of Albanim, we take all the Psulim of the Avos and we impose that on the Banim. So all the Krovim that are possible to be made for the Avos are possible also for the children. So since a Shlishi is possible to be made for a Rishon, who is the father, so the Shlishi is also possible to be made for the son of the Rishon, namely the Sheni. So Rav Nachman brings other Krovim that are possible to be made, and we're going to bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Achi Chamosi. My mother-in-law's brother, Lo Yeili, cannot testify for me. Ben Achi Chamosi, the son of my mother-in-law's brother, Lo Yeili, meaning my wife's first cousin, Ben Achos Chamosi, my wife's first cousin from my mother-in-law's sister, Lo Yeili, cannot testify for me. V'tana Tuna, and the Tana of the Mishnah supports of Nachman, because it says in our Mishnah, Bal Achoso, that your sister's husband, Ubal Achos Aviv, and your father's sister's husband, Ubal Achos Imo, and your mother's sister's husband, Hein Ubnayen V'chasnayen. They and their children and the sons-in-law are all possible to be made. So, and that goes in both directions. So just like I'm possible for the chasan, the son-in-law of Bal Achosi, because I am Achi Chamoso, and when I'm possible for the son-in-law of Bal Achos Avi, it's because I am Ben Achi Chamoso. So all of those relationships go in both directions. So Ravashi brings a suffix. When we were learning in Ula's Beis Medrash, we raised the following suffix. Achi Chamiv Mahu. Is a person able to be made for the brother of his father-in-law? Is that or not? Ben Achi Chamiv Mahu. The son of the brother of his father-in-law is what's the status? Ben Achos Chamiv Mahu. What about the son of the sister of his father-in-law? So Amrlan Tanisua, Ula said, what do you mean? We know this from our Mishnah. Achiv, it says your brother, va'achi aviv, and your father's brother, va'achi imo, and your mother's brother, ubnehen, and their children, v'chasnehen, and their sons-in-law. So just like they're apostle to you, so too you're apostle to them. So from the fact that chasan achiv, and chasano of achi aviv, and the chasan of achi imo are apostle, so we have a raya to our exact case, because chasan achiv is the same as the brother of your father-in-law. And chasan ach aviv is ben achi chamiv. Meaning if you just put it in the other direction, you'll see these are all the same relationships, just going from one direction to the other. And the Mishnah said beferish that these relationships are a puzzle. So you want to know about your father-in-law's brother? Of course, your wife's uncle? You're a puzzle to be made. Your wife's first cousin through your father-in-law? Yeah, that's a psul, absolutely. That's a psul. So now the Gemara brings a case about Ishas Chorgo, whether he can be made for the wife of a stepbrother. So Rav Ikla Lemizban, Rav went to a place to sell or to buy a gvili, to buy a klafim, probably for writing Sefer Torah or something. So Bai Minay, or maybe for writing shtaros. So Bai Minay, they asked him, Mao Shiei Radam Be Ishas Chorgo. Could a person be made for the wife of his stepson? Are in her rishus, and they belong to her, and not to testify that the nichsei milug are hers and not to the other baldin. So can you be made for your wife's stepson? So Basura Amri, in Surah they said that the psul to be made is bal ki ishto, that just like Aim Chargo is the mother-in-law of Eishas Chargo, so the husband is considered like the father-in-law. So Pumbedisa Amri Isha Kabaila. In Pumbedisa, they said it differently. They said that Isha is Kabaila. How do I know that a woman is like her husband? So why does the Torah call Eishas Dodo Dodoscha, fellow Eishas Dodo? She's not really your Doda, she is the wife of your Dod. So Machal Disha Kabaila, that's the Doda, right? That's considered to be an aunt, even though she's not really biologically your aunt. It's only your aunt through marriage, but Isha Kabaila, that a woman and her husband are considered to be the same person when it comes to Psule Eidos. So the Gemara discusses that which the Mishnah says, that your mother's husband's child is possible to be made for you. Ubal imo hu ubno v'chasano. Your mother's husband, he and his son-in-law. So b'no, haynu achiv. Isn't your mother's husband's son, isn't that your brother? Because you both have the same mother. So why is that? Why does the Tana mention that again as another psul kurva? So Rabbi Yirmiyah lo nischa el achi ha'ach. No, we're talking about a stepbrother. We're talking about that your mother's mother has a new husband, and he has a son from a different marriage. So you don't share any parent with this guy. You're a stepbrother. That's what it's talking about. Rav Chista Achshar Bachiach. Rav Chista said a stepbrother is perfectly kosher to be made. So Amrulei, they asked him, Lo Shmiya Lachad Rabbi Yirmiya? Did you not hear that which Rabbi Yirmiya said, that a stepbrother is possible? So Amrulei, Lo Shmiya Li. He says, no, I did not. Kolomar Lo Sfir Li. Meaning, and even now that I've heard it, I don't agree. I think a stepbrother is perfectly fine. Iach, if that's the case, that the Mishnah doesn't mean to possible a stepbrother, so then why does it mention the son of your mother's husband? Hainuachiv, if the son of your mother's husband doesn't mean a stepbrother, then it must mean your brother. So if it's your brother, we already had it in the Mishnah. So Taniyachiv Mina'av, Mikataniyachiv Mina'im, Enochnami, it's both talking about a brother. The Mishnah talks about a brother twice. Once telling me about a brother where you share the same father, and another about a brother where you share the same mother, that both of those are Psulim. Amar Rav Chista, Avi Chasan Va'avi Kala. Reuven and Shimon have children that marry one another, meaning this is what we call a mechutan. So me'idin ze el ze. They could be made for one another. They are not krovin. They're only compared to each other like the covering of a barrel that doesn't quite match the barrel. Meaning they're not considered to be of the same type, of the same family. Get that shayla a lot. People want to have two eidei kiddushin. They want to honor their mechutanim with eidei kiddushin. So our mechutanim kasher to be eidei kiddushin. Certainly, yeah, your mechutin with one child, your mechutin with another child are not related to each other, but they're not even related to you. They're kasher to be. I hope they're kasher because on my ksuba, Dr. Yaakov Tedler is one of the eidei ksuba. On my ksuba is my parents' mechutin, so I think we're okay. So I'm a rabbi barbach, and I think we're okay. I'm a rabbi barbachana. Meir adam l'ishto arusa. A person can be made for ishto arusa because ishto arusa is not considered to be a karov to you. So the Gemara said, I'm ravina lo amar ne la fuke mina avala yule. That's only to be made for your arusa is only when you're being made to take something away from her, to give her to her baldid. But when you want to be made to give something to her, so then you're not going to be naman. Because even though you're not considered a karov, so long as you haven't had nisuin, but when you're made to give her something, you're at least nogea be'edos, there's a chshash mashaker, because whatever she's going to get, you're standing in line to be able to get when you marry her. So it's at least a chshash. So says Rav Elohi, the din of Rab is not correct. You're not believed at all about Arusa, not to cost her nor to benefit her. You're puzzled for Ishta Arusa. So the Gemara says, my day teich, what's your svar to say that when that an Arus is kosher to be made for Arusa? So you hold the din of Korva by Edels is like the din of Korva by Tumen Yerusha. Kedam Rav Chia Barami Mishmedu Ula. Rav Chia Barami says in the name of Ula that Ishtar Arusa, if a Kohen's Ishtar Arusa dies, lo onein, he does not become asur to eat kachim on account of aninos of his Arusa dying. That's what onein means in the Torah. Whenever we and in the Mishnayos, the word onein means is not what we call an onein. In our terminology, we call an onein is what the Mishnayos refer to as misha meso muta lefanav, that someone has a mace that they haven't yet buried. But that's not what the word onein really means. What the word onein really means is that on the first day that a relative dies, there are a couple of things that you're not allowed to do. One of them is that there's a psul of eating kachim. So what if you have a kohen who normally does eat kachim, but ishto arusa dies, so he's still allowed to eat kachim v'lomi tamila, and he's not allowed to become tamei to her because she's not his wife; she's only his arusa. V'cheini, and the arusa also lo onenes does not become aser to eat kachim on account of the aninos of the arus, and she has no mitzvah to be metame to him. That's what we're assuming. Now, because obviously the obvious question is, why can't she be metame to him? Nashim are not musar in the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim. Pasuk says, Amar al Kohanim, b'nei Aaron, l'nefesh lo yitame ba'amav. And the Gemara in Kedusha of Lamedei says, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. And that's why Rashi writes that some don't have the girsa over here of eina metama. Rashi also writes, to explain our girsa, that even though every Jewish person has a mitzvah to be osek and to be metame to krovim, that mitzvah is only by nesua, not by arusa. So even though Ula mentions the lashon of tuma, agav, that it mentions the lashon of tuma by him, it mentions it by her as well, even though it doesn't mean, it's not talking about the same type of din. Meaning when we say that the kohen is not allowed to be, is eino metame to his wife, it means he's not allowed to be metame to his wife. When we say she is ishtar Ishtarusa. When you say Ishtarusa is not allowed to be, is not metametim, it means she's not mechuyev to be metametim, like one would normally be mechuyev to be metametim to a relative. Okay, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas whether Ishta Nesua is mechuyev to be metame to her husband. The Rambam writes that Nisha Nesua is not chayiv to be metame lebaila, whereas the Ravid says, what do you see? You see from Ula that only an Arusa is not chayiv to be metame lebaila, but the implication is that a Nesua is chayiv to be metame lebaila. So that's this line of Gemara, whether we're goris it or not, is really at the root of that question. Mesa Eino Yarsha, if the Arusa dies, the husband does not yarshin her. Mesu, if he dies, she collects what that which she's chayiv to pay her in the ksuba. So you see that an arus varusaso are apparently not krovim legabe tuma and legabe yerusha. So Rabba must have derived from there that they're also not krovim when it comes to edels. Says so, but that's an incorrect comparison. Hasam b'she'ero tala rachmana. When it comes to the din of enu matame and enu yorsha, that's talking about that all depends on she'ero, on relationship. Akati lav she'ero hu, and she'ero hu. She's still not his she'er, but hacham yishum kruvadaita who. But over here it's about kirvas hadas v'yukruvadaita legaba. It's a different din, so therefore there is a sense of kruvas hadas. There's a discussion. You know, there's a din of cherim derabenu gersham that. The poskim discuss that the halacha that there's a cherim derabenu gersham that you're not allowed to be megari shishto bal karcha. Does that apply to ishto arusa as well? So tshuvas marik he says rabenu gersham. Gershom is only misake not to be megarish ishto hanesua bal karcha, but to be megarish ishto arusa bal karcha is mutter, because ishto arusa is not the same relative as ishto nesua. Post can discuss, but the issue that Rabbeinu Gershom made not to marry two wives probably applies to erusin as well. That you're probably not allowed to do. So chargo levado. Then we said chargo alone. So Tan Rabban chargo, meaning your stepson levado. He himself you're not allowed to be made, but a son. And your stepson's son-in-law are allowed to be made, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Giso, the husband of Achos Ishto, right? Your wife's sister's husband. So that's Levado. V'tani Idoch. We have another Bryce that says Giso Levado, just your wife's sister's brother alone, without his son and son-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chargo, and Rabbi Yehuda says no Chargo. So Maika Amra, what are the time in the Bryce are trying to tell me? That they both agree that both Chargo and Giso are only Levado, but it doesn't include anyone else. Well, then when our Mishnah says that Giso includes his son and son-in-law, money, lo Rabbi Yudav lo Rabbi Yossi, it follows neither Shita. No, what it must be saying is Chargo Levado, Aval Giso, hu b'no v'chasano, that first it says just Chargo alone without his son or son-in-law, but Giso would include his son and son-in-law as well. Vasar Yossi the Memer, Giso levado avol Chargo hu b'no v'chasano. That Giso is him alone, but Chargo would include his son and son-in-law. Vela hadatani, but then hadatani Reb Chia, that which Reb Chia teaches in the Braisa, Shmona avol sheinesim ba'arba'a, that there are eight Rashi Mishpachos that include a total of 24. Kiman goes like nobody. Lo Rabbi Yosef, lo Rabbi Yehuda, because in our Mishnah there are 10 avos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chia didn't count Chargo, where because Beno Chasano are not included in it. So there are 9 avos that are included. According to Rabbi Yossi, only Giso is not counted because you don't have Beno Chasano. So there's also only 9. But Rabbi Chia says there are 8. So Ela Hachikamar Chargo Levado Avol Giso Hu Beno Chasano. That Chargo Levado, but Giso includes Beno Chasano. Rabbi Yossi the Memer, Giso Levado V'kolshken Chargo. And Rabbi Yossi says that Giso and Chargo are both just them, and therefore neither of them are included as Rashi Mishpachos, and that's how you end up with 8. So Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, so according to this, our Mishnah would follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Brisa, and Rabbi Yossi, and the Brisa would follow the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that both Chargo and Giso do not include their sons and son-in-law. Am Rabbi Yomer Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, that we don't passel anyone who's not royally Yarsho. Hayim matanta. There was a shtar matana that lechasim latrei gisi that you had two gisim that were signed on the shtar. Sav Rav Yosi lachshura. Rav Yosi wanted to be makshur the shtar, even though they were gisim to each other. So dam Rav Yudam Shmuel halach Rav Yosi, because we pass on like Rav Yosi in our Mishnah that the psul of karov is only someone who's royally yarsho, and giso is not royally yarsho, so they're not krovim. So amle Abaye. Abaye said, mimaid Rav Yosi demasnisin the makshur begiso. How do you know when we pass on Rav Yosi, we mean Rav Yosi in our Mishnah, who's makshir giso le'edos, dilm Rav Yosi the b'raisa, the pasul b'giso. Maybe it's Rav Yosi of the b'raisa who pasuls. So lo salkadaita, it cannot be that he's referring to Rav Yosi of the b'raisa, the Domer Shmuel, because a different time Shmuel said, kigon ano Pinchas, tavin and achi v'gisi. I and Pinchas, who my brother, we are brothers and we're also gisim, because there are two brothers who marry two sisters. So we're brothers and we are brothers-in-law. Avul gisi, the alma shaper dami, but regular brothers-in-law, that's perfectly fine. Maybe he said because they're brothers-in-law, not account of them being brothers. He said, go be Mekayim the Shtar with Edim Mesira, Krab Lazar, who holds that you could be Yotze with Edim Mesira because these Edim are not valid. So says, well, it doesn't work, because if the Shtar through which the Kinyan worked is a Shtar that's Mezuyif Mitocho, because the Edim written on the Shtar are Psulim, that's going to be a Shu Pasul, that's for sure going to be Pasul. So it doesn't matter that you have Edim Mesira. So Amalei, so he said to the Makabal Matana, Zeal, you have to leave the courtroom, because Lo Shafki Lidus Finilach, they're not allowing me to help you out to make sure that you're able to receive this Matana. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day.